Access and always streaming on the Civic.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The dreaded Hurricane Milton is now just hours away from making landfall, but the Category 3 storm's outer bands are already lashing parts of Florida, including areas just west of Fort Myers. At the White House about 20 minutes ago, President Biden urged people to get to safe places before the storm arrives.
At this point, evacuation is probably difficult. So I encourage people to look for safer shelter.
The president also said the statements from former President Donald Trump that he's been making about the federal government's response to Milton and Helene are, quote, simply not true.
These lies are un-American, and there is simply no place for them. Not now, not ever. Former President Trump has led this onslaught of lies.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor is trying to prepare residents for the damage Milton will likely cause.
Look at what happened with Helene. The worst that most of us who've grown up in the city have seen. And that literally was a walk in the park compared to what Milton's going to bring our way.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Milton has been downgraded to a Category 3 storm, but top winds, even though they're down to 120 miles per hour, still pack a punch. And the storm is growing. Hurricane strength winds extend to 35 miles from the storm center. Tropical strength winds extend to more than 250 miles. It's been raining for much of the afternoon here in Central Florida, with more to come. The National Weather Service has issued dozens of tornado warnings here in Central and in South Florida.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says people in Florida should try to avoid being in floodwaters for health reasons.
So one of the things that's really underappreciated is if you're wading into that floodwater, not only could you injure yourself, but then get exposed to these toxic chemicals, to bacteria. This can eventually cause not only infections, but lead to sepsis, which is life-threatening.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke today about the growing hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. CBS's Linda Kenyon has that.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Israel and Lebanon must stop their fighting.
We cannot and will not see Lebanon turn into Gaza.
Jean-Pierre says the U.S. is helping Americans get out of Lebanon if they wish to do so. At the same time, she says the U.S. is working with regional leaders for a ceasefire.
And on Wall Street at the close, the Dow was up 1%. It closed at a new record high. The S&P 500 was up 0.75%, also closing at a record high. And the NASDAQ closed up more than 0.5%, a day in the green on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer, commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over 24 workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low upper 30s. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, high up to the mid-70s. Then turning much cooler for the rest of the week and the weekend. Highs fall to the low 70s on Friday, to the mid-60s Saturday, and mid-50s Sunday. It's 60 right now.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a heads up about debt collection scams. Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau will be here. Alexander Vindman in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Luke Fickell Show, our weekly chat with the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, getting ready to head back on the road. It's the new Big Ten, folks. Big Ten game number one at USC. Big Ten game number two out at Rutgers. Badgers and the Scarlet Knights, 11 a.m. kick Central Time. We'll get into that game in a bit, but it's always fun to recap a 52-6 game against the Purdue Boilermakers. And you said it. Well, you said it to your team after the game. It was posted on social media, and you reiterated it Monday. You know, the score is the score. But, Luke, you liked how your team just went about its business and how it handled some things when it looked like it could have gone sideways in the first half. That's maybe what pleased you the most.
It is. I mean, that's, you know, as you really start to evaluate it, the ability to play good football. And you know, that's complimentary. That's, you know, whether you turn the ball over on offense, the defense gets a stop, whether, you know, you struggle defensively and the offense moves the ball. I mean, like, you feed off of each other. And to me, that's kind of what I was talking about. Like, yeah, the score is the score, but there's a lot of other things that made it that way that weren't exactly perfect, right? I mean, like, you know, people are asking, well, now that you've had that second half like you did, what if you'd have played the first half like that? I'm like, well, that isn't how it works, right? The way you play in the first half, some of the pressures that you put on, the, you know, the plays that you make really make the second half what it was. And sometimes that's wearing people down. Sometimes that's not just physically, but that's mentally, that's consistency of what you do. So all those things kind of add together to you know, I think to have the, you know, so to speak, the score that ended the game. But there were a lot of things that really kind of, you know, that we did well that really made it what it was.
You clearly with Braden, he got into a great rhythm. And Tawee Walker, I mean, I have to remind myself, he got banged up on opening night and had to fight through some stuff. But you got to see, and there were a lot of other guys too, got to see what this guy can do here with the 19 carries and what he did with those carries.
Yeah, we did. And that's kind of what we were looking for and trying to find a way to say, how can we get some guys into some more grooves? And you know, it's probably hard. I've never been a running back other than, you know, fourth and fifth grade. I think it was a fullback. And I told him, probably not the same situation. But you know, I know even as a D lineman, it was hard when you couldn't get yourself into groove if you were rolling too much. And so we were able to kind of say, okay, hey, this is how we're going to go with it. And he kind of took the bull by the horns. And I think he did a really good job. And some of those things add up, man, that, you know, that happened in the first half that lead to, you know, obviously longer runs and things that he did.
Now, he seems like he's in one of those categories where, okay, in the first half, it might be 3 or 4 yards, but he runs with such force that as a game gets deeper, you might be a little less interested in engaging with him as a defensive player.
I think so. And obviously last week was different too. When once you get up, sometimes it, you know, there is a little bit of a disinterest on the other side of the ball. But I think that's a part of the toll. And you know, you got to find ways. And that's where sometimes when you're mixing in guys, even though guys have different abilities you like, you don't maybe get some of the body blows. You don't get the wear and tear that you think can be an advantage to us as a team, when sometimes you're keeping everybody so fresh that they don't have an opportunity to kind of impose some of their own wills.
Darian Dupree got some work running the ball and catching the ball too, which he did a lot of in high school. I can't say I know him yet. He seems pretty soft-spoken, at least in media interviews. But he might have had the line of the weekend. I think it was Jesse Temple from The Athletic was asking him about a couple of pass catches, one in particular. And Darian said, well, you know, my hands are certified. That's pretty good for a true freshman, isn't it?
he does have some really good ball skills. I think he may be referring to the 3rd and 13.
Yep.
That he threw a really good ball that, you know, Not sure he was open, but he threw a ball where only he could catch it if he was going to be able to catch it. And he does. He does have some really good ball skills. He did it in high school. I think they used him a lot out of high school, you know, flexed out as a wide receiver, running true routes and progressions. But he's also he's proven that he's got the confidence, as you know, when he said that his hands are certifiable. He's got the confidence that backs it up.
So you love that. You love to hear that from a running back, don't you?
There's no doubt. We need more of it.
Cade Yakimel. He gets a touchdown, his first as a Badger. Dylan Jones, too. Again, he played. It was, you know, as the second half was moving on. But fans got they've seen him a little bit, and it's a game, and I get it. But you can kind of get a sense why you guys recruited him, what the skill set that he has.
Yeah, it was great to see him get an opportunity to get in there. We'd seen some of that, obviously, through fall camp. You know, not that you do a ton of live action. But there's a different gear. There's a different – and it's not just the end of the game. It's not just the last 9 minutes. It's not, you know, kind of what we said, some guys, maybe they are wore down a little bit. You see a burst. You see an acceleration. And you see a physicality that, you know, you might not recognize just from, you know, 202 or 203 pounds as a true freshman. He's got even a different skill set than Darion that, you know, could find its way to give us something even different with that group.
I got a chuckle when you were talking to the media Monday. You actually wanted to make a point to take in, jump around a little bit, as dialed in as you and your guys are. It was fun to see your guys have some fun with it, and you gave yourself a little bit. You gave yourself a minute or so, huh?
We did. Yes, it's probably been one of the first times to be able to enjoy it, you know, whether it was those years where we were on the other sideline, then you were enjoying it maybe, to even the last, you know, year and a half. We've been in battles every game, and so maybe it wasn't quite as enjoyable, but that was definitely a situation that, you know, our guys enjoyed, and I knew they would.
When the games are done, they're done. I know you like to get away a little bit, but it was a crazy weekend in college football last week. It was a weekend of very little media fanfare, whatever that's worth. It's, you know, a lot of marquee games this weekend, but there are a lot of ranked teams losing to unranked teams. I know with the landscape changing and all that, but that's just kind of the beauty of college football too, isn't it? Is that as soon as you think you have something figured out, you realize that maybe you don't have it all figured out.
Yeah, it's still going to happen. I think that's always what football's been about, right? I mean, there's so many pieces and so many parts, whether it's, you know, 11 guys or 22 guys or whatever it is. There's so many pieces that you're right on any given day. I know it's a, you know, kind of a cliche, but on any given day that can happen. And it was obvious this past weekend. And, you know, I don't know that that's a consistent thing, but it is, you know, it showed up this past weekend. There were some pretty major upsets, and it just reminds you that those things can happen. But I'd be curious if you really studied them. Is there one thing that happens within those major upsets that make it what it is? I don't know that for a fact. I mean, if you think a little bit about the, you know, about the Alabama game, you might say quarterback play gives, you know, some situational stuff really, really kind of unique. But it's one of those things that be kind of interesting to study in college football, those kind of major upsets, and then kind of recognizing, like, is there something that happens within those games that make, you know, those teams that are, you know, you'd say a lot better, not say average, but make the playing field a lot more equal.
It's part of the beauty still of college football, and I know I view it different eyes than you. I'm more a fan, even as a broadcaster, I'm a fan of the game, and you're locked onto your team. But as more and more we start to go into a pro type of model, you still have these games where Vanderbilt fans can take the goalpost, throw it in the Cumberland River, and there's just something that hopefully never goes away with college football with stuff like that.
You hope so. I mean, that's what it's always been built on, and as it continues to evolve, you know, and change a bit of the landscape, I don't think you're going to lose that. You're still the majority of I would say the majority of the fans in the stands are students, but the majority of them are tied in a different way. And there's a lot of students that are still 18 to 22 years old that are, you know, probably going to, you know, have a little bit more of that enthusiasm and passion post game than maybe you see in the NFL for, you know, what that kind of brings.
Yeah, they haven't torn down the goalpost with the Carolina Panthers win. Quite just a little different animal there. I'm always struck too by the fine line coaches you try to walk in a game that unfolded the way it did on Saturday. You get Mabry Matoyer in, you get some other guys who might not be on the field in a closer game. On the one hand, you want to run the clock, but on the other, do you want to like run some stuff too and just see what he can do in certain situations?
You do. Unfortunately, you know, you don't want to, you know, put guys in a worse situation than where it was, but you do have to continue to play, and we all understand that. We've all been there on the other side of things, but you also want to make sure that, you know, you're doing the right things too. And, you know, he didn't have as many opportunities to kind of just run the offense, but he did have an opportunity to go out there. He did have an opportunity to be in front of, you know, the crowd. He did have an opportunity to have to make some plays and make some checks and adjustments, and he had to, you know, he had to throw the ball, you know, once or twice too. So it wasn't everything, but I know that it's very valuable in the opportunities that he got, and he took advantage of all those opportunities.
Yeah, his Badger debut, Mabry Matoyer, young man out of Texas. We will take a break. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. We'll have more of the Luke Fickell Show presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Yeah.
to continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, there were some receivers who got banged up in the game against Purdue, and then there were others who were able to step in and really flash. Tretch Kekahuna, who obviously was really good in the bowl game. I know you guys have been excited about him. And the continued progress of a Vinny Anthony. Those were big afternoons for those guys as they continue to build and move forward.
Yeah, and sometimes it's taking advantage of the opportunities they have. Those guys obviously have played a lot. Vinny's made some big plays out at USC and kick return as well. But even having more opportunities as the season progresses, and then even how things unfold, you just see a guy that has been obviously in here for a few years, but the confidence in things continuing to grow every single week. And so he's done a great job. Tretch is another one that is a uniquely confident guy as a young guy. I think maybe he was, maybe a little bit shook the couple weeks ago when, maybe those two, the quarterback and him, didn't have the right communication on something, and we ended up with the pick six. And I know he said, it was great to see the guys had confidence in. Well, we don't lose confidence in some of these guys, they're, especially when they're young and they are aggressive and, plays don't always go their way. But it was great for him to go out there to continue to make plays. And then, obviously, in a situation where, Will wasn't maybe available as much, he had to foot even a greater load, which can be more difficult to a young guy than just playing or just having targets. It's actually having, the amount of reps that you have to do things on a consistent basis even better. So he showed us a lot.
Tretch was a guy who was at a couple of really well-known high school programs, St. Louis School down in Hawaii, and then Bishop Gorman outside of Las Vegas. As you get to know guys in this process, I mean, there could be really good players on programs that aren't maybe as successful, but can you just get a feel, like, particularly someone coming from programs like that, like, yeah, this guy, he's learned a lot and he knows how to play?
Yeah, and sometimes you don't, worry, but I mean, they get out in front of those crowds and it's not nearly as much to them, right? I mean, they've played really high-end ball, and which in a lot of ways, as they walk into programs like this, they understand what an expectation looks like, and they understand what, for in his case, what travel looks like. As a Bishop Gorman traveled across the country, there's just a lot of things that those guys, have experienced, whether the competition level or even sometimes the expectation level, that when they walk in, it gives them a greater opportunity to not be overwhelmed, and especially at a young age.
Talking with Vinny this week, because he was a really good track athlete. I asked him, okay, who's your relay team? You go 4x100. He mentioned R.J. Delancey, Will Pauling. Then he said he wants Quincy Burroughs anchoring that, which I like, okay. I mean, that's a guy, what I think of Quincy, it'd be great if he could have some better luck and stay healthy and really show what he could do. He's fighting through it.
Yep.
And getting out there, but somebody, I know he was at Cincinnati and came over here.
Yep.
Somebody, but man, you'd like to see his health, give him the best chance.
And we're seeing a little bit more of that. And, he was a good track guy. His mom is a much more of a track enthusiast than maybe even the football side of things. So it was definitely something he was going to do and he was good at. But hopefully he's starting to gain the confidence back after coming back from injuries and things. And he's going to be put in a situation where we need him to step up even more now with some other guys being dinged up.
I've asked you this on television appearances about the high school recruiting and all that. When you can, do you like to see a high school athlete in a sport, other, if he's a multi-sport guy, if he's a wrestler, track athlete, whatever it is, just like to see their competitive spirit in those other sports too?
Yes, for sure. And sometimes those, you got a better opportunity to see them in those settings live than you do football settings live, because it's just limited opportunities to see them play football, unless it's, sometimes in the spring. And as a head coach, you aren't even allowed to be out in the spring. So a majority of your stuff is via tape. And you don't get to see the things that the intangible things sometimes on tape. You don't get to see what it looks like when there's a timeout. You don't get to see what they look like on the sidelines when things don't go well. And you surely probably don't get to see what it looks like when the game doesn't go well, because those are on the highlights and they cut those things out. So regardless, seeing guys in the competitive nature, whether it's in their sport or another sport, tells me a lot about them. And that's why I love guys that play other sports. And even if they're not great at those sports, sometimes the best thing to do is to see a guy go out there and wrestle that, has not done it his whole life, and takes his lick to his thumps and keeps on going. That's going to show you a bit about him, too.
It's interesting hearing you say that because I'm shifting sports here in baseball as they get more and more into the analytics and what the iPad tells you. A lot of the guys who still scout, they like to see how guys handle that. Like, do you break up a double play? How do you handle that if you're on the receiving end? If it's body language, whatever, all that stuff, that there maybe isn't a data measurement for it, but your eyes can tell you a whole lot about a guy, right?
Yeah, those things don't come up on the videos, whether it's PFF, Pro Football Focus, even in college, like that stuff doesn't show. And you have to see it with your own two eyes. And I think it does tell you a lot. I mean, you're going to ask a guy to walk into a program that, it is continuing to grow, and there's going to be a lot more things even in today's day and age on their plates, whether it's, money things that are afforded to them, outside opportunities, people, in their ear, like things that guys didn't have to deal with even 5 years ago. Is going to put that much more on their plate. So the maturity level and how they can handle things, you can't get enough evaluation. You can't see them in other situations enough to at least be able to help them when they walk in the door.
Yeah, we shift gears a little bit here because you talked earlier about, with reps with guys, and it's never set in stone, I guess, but are you deep enough, if five games would define that, where you have a pretty good grip on a lot of guys, like without naming names, like, okay, player A, 20 snaps. Player B, 30. This guy we could push a little bit more in groups where rotations matter. Do you have a pretty good feel for that right now with guys?
You do. I think that was one of those things defensive line-wise. It was, I think, really critical to us. It gets even more important as you get later in the year because the toll that the whole year after 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games take, it's even more critical. You have some idea, I think, as we continue to go a little bit further, we got to continue to evaluate that to make sure we've got a better idea. But all in all, I think we know where we are. We know the guys that probably can handle it. And now we just got to be smart with them.
Yeah, I have to remind myself this because it's not just freshmen. It could be transfers, even if they're veteran guys. If it's Elijah Hills, Brandon Lane, this is still new. It's a new stage. So you're learning on the go as they are as well, I guess.
We are, and you don't always know, right? I mean, there's a lot of other things that take a toll on those guys. It's not just the amount of reps. It's, it's the weeks, too, and the ups and the downs and how things are going. But that's one of those things that maybe is always going to continue to be new with, maybe your teams being a little bit evolving differently. In today's college world that, maybe you don't know as much about. And so it takes those first 6, 7 games to unfortunately have to figure out how guys can handle the loads that which, they're going to be put on them.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Rutgers here. Remaining couple of minutes, we mentioned Tawi Walker and what a tough runner he is. They have one of those guys too, in Kyle Manungai. A lot of really good running backs in this conference. I'd like to think that you have a few on your team as well, but this Manungai kid, he's a real deal, isn't he?
He is. He is exactly what it is that probably they would want, and for what it is that they do and how they want to be able to play. And he does a phenomenal job, got great patience. Obviously, he's a powerful guy. He's made some big runs, but he's made the big runs because of the body blows, because of the patience, because of the consistency that he's done, not just this year, last year as well. And I'm not saying he's the heart of the team. I'm just from the outside, I would say, at least of the offense. He definitely looks like he's the heart of a lot of the things that they do.
This is you get asked a lot about transfer quarterbacks. This is one you've seen, Ethan Kaliakmanis at Minnesota. You went up against him last year. He had a big game against Wisconsin a couple of years ago. But the guy, it seems like he can make the throws. The stats don't show him as a great runner, but he can be, right? He can. It's something you have to respect in his game.
You do. And we've seen that, whether it was, even a little bit last year in the Minnesota or the years before. So I think that's one of those things that the guys that are capable always add a little something to you because you know that if you don't do your job the way it's supposed to be done, the time it's supposed to be done, they can make and create some things with their feet. That's not, a big part of what it is that they do. but it's always there in the back of the, you know, in the back of the picture and the things you got to be able to do really well. So it's unique. That's, you know, to see him play at Minnesota one year and then to Rutgers the next, like, welcome to the, not only the coast to coast Big Ten, but welcome to the new age college football.
Yeah, I was just going to say that at the top, I guess. Yeah, here's the new Big Ten. Yes, see one road trip and Rutgers the next. I know Rutgers isn't technically a newbie, but tell fans, try to get used to it. Is the head coach is just kind of like, well, this is how it is. Tell me when and where, and we'll
be there. And it could continue to grow. Who knows, right? I mean, like, we're this is there's a lot of fluctuation, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but we can't over worry about the historic things, but just make sure that we can tackle the things that are in front of us.
Final thought here in the last minute. Your guys, we mentioned this last week, they come out with bounce in their step, no matter what happened the previous game. I don't know if you believe in how you practice is how you play, but you played awfully well. Did you have a particularly good feeling watching those guys last week?
We did. I think the last few weeks we've just, you know, felt like we understand more what the winning habits look like, and that the things that we see on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday show up on Saturday, maybe in a little different ways. But I think that our guys are kind of seeing and understand that. And, you know, I think they've done a better job. And it has shown. Not that it's been perfect, whether it was a couple weeks ago or this past week. But I do feel like there is a real growth in all the things that we're doing.
All right. We will take a break. We'll move on to the players portion of the program. We'll check in with cornerback Nysir Forkurine, as well as offensive lineman Joe Brunner. All that coming up as the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
That's EvansTrans.com. Go Badgers!
We
move on to the players portion of the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Badgers offensive lineman Joe Brunner. But right now, we check in with Nizir Forkurine, fifth-year senior cornerback out of Mentor, Ohio. Second year at Wisconsin after 3 years at Grand Valley State. An important part of the defense, certainly started to emerge late last season, is carried over into this season as we caught up with Nizir. You dealt with something that I'm familiar with from baseball pitchers, thoracic outlet syndrome. Had you ever heard of it before you had it?
Never. Definitely a different one that's very unique. Never heard of it ever in my life. So,
They say it's a kind of a neck and shoulders issue. Tell us about how you felt and that you knew something was off and needed to get it checked out.
Yeah, so pretty much back at Grand Valley, going into winter training, pretty much fresh off of the break before spring ball, just normal day, just woke up, went to run before a lift, felt totally fine, maybe a little bit tightness in my like chest area. We then went to go lift after that, and that's when I first started to notice it. I think I was just doing pull-ups or some type of warm-up right before the lift, and pretty much my arm just started swelling up, got really veiny, just like I said, just got pretty swole. So I tried to fight through it for a little bit, thinking not too much of it, just took a little break here and there. Then I was just talking to a couple of my teammates, talking to my coaches, like, just go get it checked out, man. Like, there's no point in trying to, like, force it. It doesn't look right. So went, talked to my trainers right then and there, and then pretty much they didn't know what it was for a while. Went to see a couple of different, just kind of like specialists in the thoracic outlet thing. They thought that it could be, and then they finally diagnosed it a couple of weeks later, so.
So, obviously, that's all in the past. I apologize for going back through memory lane there. But when I heard you had first had this, I thought, this is what Matt Harvey and other baseball pitchers deal with. So, at one point, like, the weight was like, there's the wear and tear of a season, and you had dropped weight, and now you're rock solid. And to be able to have a summer where you could just, it's not rehab, it's true conditioning, getting ready for a season, that had to feel like the greatest thing in the world, didn't it?
Absolutely. Like I said before, and I think people have asked me this before, for me, preparation is key, just because preparation builds confidence. So when you're just prepared, you know that you've took those reps, you've trained very well with the strength coaches and your teammates and everything, it builds a lot of confidence for you going into the season. So I think I was just lacking a little bit of that as towards the end of the season, as my body starts to be break down.
Yeah, there's that, and it's just year one to year two in this system. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Coach Mitchell is someone you played for at Grand Valley State, but they always say that when you're in a program for a while, the game can slow down. Doesn't matter if you're offensive line, defensive line, or in the secondary. There's a lot to be said for that, it seems, right?
Absolutely. I definitely think in this second year, along with that preparation and just going into my second year with the staff, just knowing the defense a lot better, just putting more time into the defense and into my teammates and everything like that, I think that's definitely puts a lot of confidence in just valued my game even more.
Well, you had options when you decided you were going to make the jump from Grand Valley State. You know, Vanderbilt, obviously, it looked like it was going to happen. Team, there's a reason why Vandy and obviously Wisconsin was interested in you. Mm-hmm. When you can get four picks, three in a playoff game, take us through that playoff game.
Oh, that was a great game for me. A very low-scoring game, so those turnovers came very crucial. But that was a fun one. I definitely will remember that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, dream game. Now you probably expect to get picks all the time.
Oh, my goodness, all the time. I'm waiting on my first one over here. So
you're jealous of Rico last year getting all those.
hey, pretty much, but very happy for him. Great player.
Rico, obviously, referring to Ricardo Hallman. That room, we always talk about position groups, the tight-knit group. If it's running backs, O-line, receivers, D-line, I would imagine you guys, it's your position group. It's a pretty close-knit bunch, isn't it?
Absolutely. Some of the funniest guys I've met in my life, my lifelong friends for me, for sure.
So would Ricardo Hallman be that funniest guy if you had to pick?
I'll be honest. That's very funny because I say he's probably the funniest guy on the team to me. Well, top three, at least. Him and RJ, very funny guys.
Yeah, okay. Oh, real RJ Delancey.
RJ Delancey,
oh, okay.
Been a guy, very, very funny.
Yeah, I know that group that Holman's with, with Daryl Peterson and Pauling and Burroughs, they all think that they're the class clowns and all that stuff. But RJ Delancey, so who is anybody sneaky funny? Like you did, who can kind of deadpan? Is it you? Is it somebody else? Who is that?
I think there's a lot of like kind of sneaky funny guys. I would say probably Amari Snowden. That's actually my roommate. As I got closer to him this year, just we moved in together and everything. He's very funny. Just being around him more, I think he's came out of his shell a little bit, not being a freshman anymore, just getting closer with the guys. He's very funny.
And somebody who's got a lot of length to him. You guys have a lot of athletic ability. Xavier Lucas, and you mentioned Amari, big tall guy,
big-time baseball pitcher in high school. I feel like the best is yet to come with this group as you guys continue to grow. There are a lot of playmakers back there. I would imagine you would agree with that.
Absolutely. A lot of upside for this group, a lot of young talent as well that I'm expecting to see more throughout the season. And I'm just excited to see them grow throughout the years as they just grow as a Badger.
Tell me what it's like. And you saw it obviously last year. You're seeing it this year going up against a lot of big-time receivers, All-American caliber receivers. Now, clearly, that's why you're here, to go up against those guys. But, take us through what that's like. You prepare, you see video, and then in person, you know, it can be maybe a little different thing. But as your career, as the season progresses, your career progresses, you feel like you're gaining more and more confidence. You can go up against those guys and show them maybe who's boss.
Absolutely. I always look forward to those type of games because that's why you come to these type of places. That's why I made the jump to try and come to this level to show myself against those type of guys. So it's always fun playing those type of guys. Obviously, you want to look at it as another game at the end of the day, but at the end of the day, I also look at it as an opportunity to try and show myself, as you said, just against this top talent.
Final thought. We mentioned, you know, that playoff game where you had three interceptions. There's an old line in football that if you could get one turnover, it could snowball. I mean, not just individually, but as a team. Do you believe in that?
Absolutely. As you've seen, this year we haven't got too many of our hands on the balls, haven't forced too many turnovers, but we know that when it does come, that, like you said, a snowball effect. I think last year in a game we had a couple, like five turnovers in that Georgia Southern game, just little things like that. So definitely just want to get that first one to get it all rolling.
That's Badgers cornerback Nizir Forkurine. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll hear from Joe Brunner, the Badgers left guard, an important part of that UW offensive line. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. This is the Luke Fickell Show on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk.
Don't forget our coverage on Saturday for the Badgers and Rutgers will begin at 9 a.m. Central Time. Kickoff set for 11 o'clock Central for the Badgers and Rutgers from Piscataway. We thank Nizir Forcurine for joining us. Now we turn our attention to the offensive side of the ball, specifically left guard Joe Brunner, redshirt sophomore out of Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Now, when you have an offensive line with two guys named Joe, one guy named Jack, and another guy named Jake, you might have to mix things up a little bit in what you call these guys. And in the case of Mr. Brunner, he has the nickname Rip, as in Rip Wheeler from the popular show Yellowstone. We asked Joe about that, who gave him the nickname, and do you like it?
It was actually Coach Blas. And if you know Rip, if you've seen the show, you know who he is. They say I look like him too a little bit, which is I'm completely fine with. But I like it. I like the nickname.
I was going to say I'll put this as delicately as possible for this audience. Rip is a bad dude in the best kind of way, right? So that's a perfect fit.
Yeah, exactly. Especially as an offensive lineman, I'm not too mad about it.
I was going to say in a show that you're a very loyal viewer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
First time around being a starter at this level, talk about give us an idea of the progress that you have made in your own game. For maybe from when you first came on campus, but now that you're such an important part of this offensive line.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I took 2 years and I developed as a player on and off the field. And I think, you know, when you look at a starter and someone who's kind of just coming in as a young guy, the game slows down when you're a starter. You figure everything out a little bit faster. You can see things a little bit quicker. You know, you're physically grown into your body. So I think it takes time for that stuff to happen. And not a lot of guys realize that, but it all works out in the end, and I think, you know, just everything slows down once you get to that point where you can play. Makes things a lot easier.
And your position, you're right between two seasoned veterans, Jack Nelson as the left tackle, and obviously Jake Renfro at center. That's got to be a big plus, guys who've been around the block a little bit.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, when I took my official visit here, Jack Nelson was my host, and I've watched him play when I was in high school. For my first 2 years here, I've seen how he has attacked the game of football. And to be able to play next to someone like that and Jake Renfro, who are phenomenal athletes, phenomenal football players, it makes me better too. So I'm thankful forever.
Yeah, it's fun watching Jack. I'm old enough to remember when his old man was playing here. And it's just everybody cares. You all care deeply. But when I see Jack, thinking, like, who would care more than this guy? Because he's so intense all the time, isn't he?
Right. Yeah, it's when you see him go to work every day, whether that's in the film room, the weight room, on the field, you know, even at home, I've seen it. He attacks everything, and he wants to be the best. And it starts in the family with his dad. And then obviously Barrett, his brother's here. So I think that gives him an extra drive. It's pretty special.
I mentioned at the top, O-line U. I mean, I think linebacker you, what we're seeing in the NFL, but certainly the offensive line has been so well represented for a long time. Take us through your recruitment here. I mean, you mentioned you're very familiar with Jack's game, but who some other guys maybe whose game you admired who played O-line here at Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think growing up, you know, I was in high school when I kind of understood the game of football more, you know, I'd watch Logan Bruss, guys like that. JP's brother, Bo. When he was here, he was an All-American. You know, there's so many guys that you can list from this school who have gone on to the next level, been successful, and who were successful here, who are phenomenal. Great people as well. So I think, you know, coming here is truly special. When I was recruited out of high school, I was recruited by a bunch of programs, all great programs. But you come here, you see the guys in the locker room, you hang out with them a little bit, and you realize, like, yeah, I don't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah, that's something that's important, I think, for people watching or listening to understand, because obviously there's a lot that goes into where someone goes to school now. There are a lot of things out there, but the brotherhood seems like that hasn't changed, has it?
No, not at all. I think you go down there right now, it's the same. It's offense, defense, O-linemen, safety. It doesn't matter who you are. It's a brotherhood. You're brothers.
As an offensive lineman, I've talked to a lot of guys through the years. Everybody loves the explosive plays. Those are the highlight reel plays. But when you can get an 80-yard drive, 16, 17 play drive, now it can take a lot out of the offense, but it just wears out a defense, probably emotionally as well as physically. Is there
Is that the best feeling that you guys have up front, knowing that you're able to push guys around, getting 5, 6, 7 yards at a time?
There's some pride that goes with that. You know, you start in your own 25, and you're down on the goal line 18 plays later, and the D-line, you can push the D-line 5 yards back. That's how you know you got them, and I think that's Wisconsin football. You know, you come off the sideline, you're a little gassed, but you're hyped up, and it's a great feeling.
The schedule, I've talked to a lot of your teammates about it. I mean, as we speak, it's right before a long road trip, but that's probably why you're here, to have these kind of games, though, right, where you can measure yourself against some of the best out there and prove that you guys belong to be in that conversation too.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you've been around sports, you know that if you want to be the best, you got to play the best and you got to beat the best. So, and to get to the next level, you also have to do that. And coming here, you knew that you were going to be able to play the best players in the country. And we get that opportunity. We just got to go show what we can do. I know we can do it.
Yeah, the feeling of coming out of the tunnel at Camp Randall, I mean, it can be special for everybody, but for someone like you who grew up thinking this would be a pretty cool place to play, has it been everything that you had thought or hoped it would be so far, knowing that the best you would like to think is yet to come?
Yeah, and more. I think it doesn't get old ever. I think every time you're on that tunnel and you see 80,000 plus fans screaming, you know you got to go put on a show. It's awesome.
Okay, off the field, because Wisconsin linemen have a reputation too, especially the guys who grew up here. Like, you know, off the field, go fishing, go, you know, do all that stuff. Is that Joe Brunner too? Is that kind of classic off the field, get away from it all kind of fun stuff?
I mean, I'm a big golfer.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I grew up in Whitefish Bay, so there wasn't a lot of fishing. I've definitely gone fishing a lot, but I love golf. I'm a big. I like to think I'm good.
All right. Yeah. What's your handicap?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Now, just go play.
I remember Tyler Van Dyke was telling us before the season that Renfro hits absolute rockets.
Yeah.
So that's legit.
That's legit. I can.
What about you off the tee?
I hit bombs too.
There you go. Of course. Clown question, huh? Yeah, averaging three bills, probably right around that.
Yeah.
Is that the best? I mean, they always say like the best golfers, it's 120 yards in or how well you putt, which it sounds great, but being on, you know, just being able to launch it off the tee box, that's the fun in it, right?
That's the best part. I mean, if you can bomb it off the tee box, you're usually not even 120 yards in. Usually it's just a chip shot.
Exactly.
That's what I've worked on. So
outside of you and Renfro, who in the offensive line is pretty good with a golf club?
JP Benchwell is pretty good.
Is he?
He's a pretty good golfer. I think he is. Carey's pretty good. Carey Kudenko.
Yeah.
But
see, the offensive linemen, they can do this. You think quarterbacks, you think DBs.
The pretty guys.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, but offensive linemen are athletes too, and they can do a lot of different things. You play as much, it's limited time to do that. But in the summertime, when you're done with the workouts, that's a good getaway for you.
Yeah, I love it. It's getting the sun.
Yeah.
Hang out with your friends. It's awesome.
That's Badgers offensive lineman Joe Brunner, a.k.a. Rip. Big tough guy in Wisconsin proud. The state has produced a lot of terrific offensive linemen, and I think it is fair to say Joe Brunner is on a really good path of being yet another one in that mix. We'll take a break. We'll check out the rest of the Big Ten schedule this week as the Luke Fickell Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
RandoClub.com today to join.
Let's check out the other games on the Big Ten schedule. The Friday night matchup, might want to check that out because the Badgers' next opponent is Northwestern. The Wildcats on the road in College Park taking on the Maryland Terrapins. By the way, next Saturday's game at Northwestern also kicks off at 11 a.m. for the Badgers and the Wildcats. But it's the Cats in Maryland on Friday night. The Saturday games, the other early window game. The Washington Huskies, fresh off that win last Saturday in Seattle against Michigan, will be in the Midwest taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes at Kinnick Stadium. Couple of 2:30 games, Penn State at USC. The Trojans trying to bounce back after losing to Minnesota last week. And the Purdue Boilermakers will take on the Illinois Fighting Illini, a game that will have a fair amount of interest. I think it's fair to say on the national stage Saturday night, 6:30 kick Central Time out in Eugene, Oregon, as Dan Lanning's Oregon Ducks will take on Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes. And one other Big Ten game, Big Ten after dark, it's UCLA taking on Minnesota out at the Rose Bowl. Our coverage will start at 9 o'clock per usual. Mike Keller with the first hour of the pregame show, and then Tausch and I will take over at 10 o'clock. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Central for the Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. A brief series history between the two programs, but the Badgers are unbeaten in the matchups, including last year at Camp Randall Stadium. One of the highlights, a Ricardo Hallman long interception return for a touchdown in a Wisconsin victory. Badgers one up, one down in Big Ten play, 3-2 overall, looking to make it back-to-back conference wins on Saturday as the Badgers take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. We will talk to you on Saturday morning from Piscataway for the Badgers and Rutgers on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.